People often wonder, how do you learn how to pray? And I can give you the answer to that in one word: pray. Or to use the word that Jesus employs in the greatest teaching of all time, the Sermon on the Mount, ask. Ask and it will be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. Because everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds. To the one who knocks, it is open. This is the way that life works. Now, it's not a mechanical guarantee, but the way that persons interact with each other, who care about each other, who love each other, is we ask. It's true at the human level, and it's true when it comes to God. So now this week, we're going to make a week of prayer. And each day, we're going to spend a little time praying. So you can know, as long as you're a part of Become New, we are the fellowship of the withered hand. I can't, but God can. I think I'll let him, and we'll actually pray. And what I want to do today is tell you one of my favorite stories about prayer. This involves a guy by the name of Bob many years ago now, Doug Coe, who was a friend. Doug lived in Washington, D.C., had quite a remarkable ministry, mostly to folks who were involved in government and statecraft and so. But Doug once met a very ordinary guy named Bob. Bob was not particularly wealthy or particularly connected, but he met Jesus. And he read passages in the Bible, like where Jesus says, ask and seek and knock. Ask whatever you will in my name and I'll give it to you. And Bob asked Doug Coe, is that really true? Does God really do that? Does Jesus really do that? And Doug said, yeah, he really does. Now, you have to understand that in the context of all of Scripture, it's not a magical formula. You can't use it selfishly and so, but God responds to, he hears and answers prayer. And I told this story, I don't know, scores of times, but never on Become New. So I'm telling it now as a way of starting this week together. Bob said to Doug, well, I got to start praying about something then. And Doug said, all right, what do you want to pray for? And Bob said, I think I'll pray for Africa. And Doug said, well, that's a little big. That's a little vague. Can you narrow it down? And Bob said, all right, I think I'll pray for Uganda. And Doug said, oh, you've been to Uganda? Nope. You know people there? No, I just want to pray for Uganda. And Doug Coe said to Bob, and this is decades ago, all right, I'll make you a deal. You pray every day for the next 45 days for God to do something clearly in the country of Uganda. And if at the end of 45 days, God has not responded, your prayers have just gone without any clear results, I will pay you $500. But if God does answer your prayer, if something does happen there, you got to pay me $500. And if you don't pray every day for 45 days, the deal's off. Well, it seemed like kind of an unusual thing to bet on prayer, but Bob was a new Christian, so okay, I'll do it. So he starts praying, and for about a month, nothing happens. And then he is at a dinner in Washington one evening, and people are sitting around a table talking about what they do. And one of the women says that she runs the largest orphanage slash medical facility of its kind in the country of Uganda. And all of a sudden, Bob, who's just been sitting there like a bump up until now, roars to life and starts peppering this woman with questions about what it is that she does and how it's going. And finally, to just catch her breath, she says, man, you're very interested in what I'm doing. You've been to Uganda? Nope. Well, you know somebody in Uganda? Nope. Well, why are you so interested? Well, this guy's kind of paying me $500 to pray. And she said to him, Bob, would you like to come and visit me and take a look at what I'm doing? And Bob says, yes. And we'll come back to this. It's part of a prayer life, talking to God about what we're doing together. Bob says, yeah. So he goes over and he tours this facility and he is appalled by the suffering and the pain and the despair. And so when he comes back out of that experience, out of his prayer, he begins to write to the heads of like multinational pharmaceutical companies and says, you know, there's Every year you throw away millions of dollars in medical supplies, and there's kids over here that are dying and they need it. You ought to send some of those supplies to this place. And some of them did. And this orphanage medical facility got so many medical supplies that the head of it contacted Bob again and said, Bob, you'll never guess what happened, but we got all these supplies and we're so grateful. We want to throw a party. We want to make you the guest of honor. So Bob gets back on a plane. Again, Doug Coe tells me this story. Flies back to Uganda. And they have this big party because it's not a real country. And this is the largest facility of its kind. The president comes to this party and meets Bob and offers to take him on a little tour of the capital. And while they're going on that tour, Bob sees a group of prisoners over there. And he asks the president, what are they in for? And the president says, well, they're political prisoners. And Bob says, oh, that's not a good idea. You ought to let them free. Bob comes back to the U.S. And sometime later, he gets a phone call from a representative of the U.S. State Department. Is this Bob? Yeah. Bob, you've been to Uganda lately? Uh-huh. Did you meet with the president? Yeah. Did you make any statements to him about political prisoners? Uh-huh. What'd you say? I told him, yeah, let him go. State Department guy goes on to tell Bob that the U.S. had been working for the release of those prisoners for years to no avail, and they had just been informed that they have now been released in part because of Bob. Sometime later, Bob gets a phone call from the president. He's going to select a new cabinet, and he says to Bob, I'd like for you to come over and pray for me while I am selecting a new cabinet for my government. So Bob knows nobody, no connections, gets on a plane, flies back over there, prays for the president. It's part of a spiritual renewal that was going on then at that time when Nance and I were in Washington and we were meeting with Doug Coe and some of the folks in his ministry there. We met a member of parliament from Uganda who was a radiant follower of Jesus, part of spiritual renewal that was going on at that time. Now, prayer may not look like that for you or for me, but Jesus says that we follow a God who loves to answer prayer. So here's the challenge. You pray this week, every day, for something that's on your heart. And if at the end of this week, God has not clearly answered your prayers, I will not pay you $500. But if God does, you don't have to pay me anything. But the deal is, we're the fellowship of the withered hand. We seek God's help. We're going to stand with each other in prayer. And there's going to be stories that will come out of this week, and I'd love to hear them. So here's a couple of guidelines for our prayer this week. Pick something that you pray about, that you care about. Keep praying every day. Just persist for this week. Listen. What thoughts come when you pray? Is God telling you to do anything, like write to companies the way that Bob did? And then as you walk through your day, look for God. Like if Bob had not noticed, there's this woman from Uganda at his table. He could have missed it. And we do that all the time. If we're not praying, we don't have the opportunity to see God show up in our life. And then another rule is, do not manufacture artificial miracles. God's involved. That's a great thing. Sometimes in church circles, there can be this weird kind of pressure to come up with some kind of weird, strange, supernatural story. We're deeply human. We are the fellowship of the withered hand. So don't manufacture or force any explanation for something. And then we have a prayer team that loves to be in prayer. So if you have something and you'd like to ask somebody else to stand with you in prayer, then let the prayer team know about that. And if you'd like to be a part of that prayer team, if you would like to pray for other folks and stand with them, then you can let Tim Williams know here at Become New, and love to have you do that this week. Right now, we're going to pray right where you are. So if you want to close your eyes, you can do that, or keep them open. Just pray right now. Our Father who is in heaven, may you be revered and loved. And now just simply tell God about what you care about, what you want to pray for. that relationship, that person, that problem, that need, that anxiety, that hope, that dream. Tell God right now. Amen. And it's that simple. I got a prayer. I'm praying all week. It's 7 words. I won't say what they are. It's a very personal deal. You might want to tell other folks. I told a few folks. You may not, but doesn't have to be long. Part of what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount is, don't be like the pagans who think that they will be heard because of their many words in Babylon. They just think there's a mechanical formula and a power out there. No. This is our Father. This is the one who loves us. This is the one to whom we pray. This is our week of prayer together. Make it a golden rule day.
You've been listening to Become New with John Ortberg, where you can receive 10 minutes of daily teaching about the person you're becoming. If you like what you're hearing, you can head on over to our website, becomenew.com, where John has over 700 10-minute teachings on the person you're becoming, cataloged in 20 different series covering a range of topics you might be interested in. If you'd like to receive the emails that go along with each episode that include extra resources and discussion questions, you can let us know at becomenew.com/subscribe. Lastly, if you have a prayer request, there's a team of us who meet each weekday to pray for listeners just like yourself. You can send your specific request to us at the number 855-888-0444. We're glad you're here, and we'll catch you next time.